From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a Latin American for the first time in more than two decades.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos for his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, even though the peace accord with the FARC rebels was rejected in a recent referendum, Santos has promised to revive the process. After finding out about the prize, Santos said that he is so honored and grateful. It's a very important event for my country, for the victims of this war, and this is a commitment to keep trying to bring peace to my country. North Korea's relentless pursuit of nuclear weapons is forcing both its allies and its adversaries to rethink their strategies for maintaining regional peace and security. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
North Korean state media denounced U.S. policy of strategic patience as ineffective and that it has contributed to the reclusive nation enhancing their nuclear weapons capabilities. On Friday, 38 North, a group that is affiliated with the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, said there is current activity at the Punggye-ri nuclear test site. This increased activity could indicate preparations for a new nuclear test, or it could be follow-up work for the test in September. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Hurricane Matthew was downgraded to a still powerful Category 3 as it hit the east coast of the American state of Florida early Friday. Governor Rick Scott made repeated announcements over the past 2 days urging residents to take the storm seriously. On Thursday, about 1.5 million people were ordered to move inland. It's the most powerful storm to threaten the U.S. Atlantic coast in more than a decade. President Barack Obama has declared states of emergency for Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. The United Nations has already arrived in areas affected by the storm in Haiti. Officials there say the death toll is at least 300. The European Union has launched a new border and coast guard agency tasked with securing the bloc's external frontiers. This following the influx of millions of migrants and refugees in recent years. Henry Ridgewell reports.
European leaders hope a more secure external border will relieve the pressure on the internal passport-free Schengen zone, which allows EU citizens to travel freely across borders in 26 countries. Critics say Europe is shirking its responsibilities. EU officials insist the border agency will respect fundamental human and refugee rights, but they say the bloc must regain control of its external frontiers to avert another crisis. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug crusade was at the forefront of his presidential campaign, and 100 days into his administration, it remains the centerpiece of his presidency. Since taking office on June 30th, more than 3,000 suspected drug dealers and users have been killed, and nearly 700,000 others have surrendered in his crackdown. A growing number of critics have voiced concerns over the widespread killings. Philip Robertson is Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch Asia.
I think Duterte has essentially unleashed a slaughter. He has taken out all the rules. He has green-lighted extrajudicial executions. He has harassed and bullied opponents. He's insulted the President of the United States and the United Nations. If this is the first 100 days, it's hard to see what the next 100 days is going to be like.
Polls indicate three-quarters of Filipinos are satisfied with Duterte, even though he's under fire internationally. Asian stock markets were rattled Friday after the pound briefly fell to a 31-year low amid persistent concerns about Britain's exit from the European Union. Stock markets in Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong, India, Taiwan, and Australia all lost ground. Markets in mainland China were closed for a week-long holiday. I'm Steve Karish, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.